With Montana news, I'm Corin Cates-Carney. The state's biennial budget will get its first debate on the House floor Thursday, the next round of legislative struggle over the state's lighter-than-hoped-for pocketbook, which came up short of initial projections largely because of declines in state revenue from sales of coal, oil, and gas. After a first round of spending cuts and denials for spending increases, late last week a Republican-controlled committee passed a budget that Governor Steve Bullock says he's concerned about.
The governor may decide that this budget is inequitable and veto it.
Brad Hamlet, a senior Democrat in the House from Cascade, says if the governor sends the budget back to lawmakers, they could be in session for what he called, quote, a long time. Hamlet spoke at a press conference of minority representatives Wednesday afternoon, aimed at drumming up support for a slate of amendments Democrats will pose on the House floor starting Thursday.
There's no way we could leave in good conscience this session with those budgets the way they are.
House Minority Leader Jenny Eck says Democrats will propose around 30 amendments to add tens of millions of dollars back into the budget for the state's health department, higher education system, and general government services. Those include a series of tax increases, including an income tax hike on the wealthy. Eck says if Republicans keep voting down their proposals,
then we need to look at other sections and, I mean, I hope it doesn't come to that because we know we're already on a very tight budget and there have been cuts made across the board. And for a lot of departments, it's going to be hard, but we'll have to move puzzle pieces around if it comes to that. I just honestly can't accept that.
But Nancy Balance, a Hamilton Republican who chairs the state's budget committee, says the budget isn't likely to change.
I would expect that we pass it like it is. I would expect that you'll see a lot of amendments come to the floor. People are still going to want to talk about those, but I don't think on the floor you can make significant changes to a budget like this. It's just too many moving parts.
Before the state budget, known as House Bill 2, passed out of committee, lawmakers did add some money back in, including $11 million for higher education that, if cut, would have meant a rise in tuition at state universities. Lawmakers also voted to put a couple hundred thousand dollars back into the state health department budget for independent living assistance services. Balance says in tight budget years like this one, lawmakers have to look at what is essential to fund. The key issues there, she says, are education, healthcare, and corrections with funding to the judiciary.
What is actually needed out in the state versus what are some of the things we want to do? And we get caught sometimes because in the good years, we fund things that are sound like great programs and they are good and they're what people want. But sometimes we haven't completely fulfilled what the people need. And then when we get in a year like this one and we have to start cutting back or not increasing as much as we would like to, then you know, you end up taking things away that people have gotten used to. And that's really tough.
Balance says overall she thinks the budget came out of committee pretty clean. And maybe, in her opinion, they may have even spent a little too much. Democrats don't see it that way. The minority party will try on Thursday and maybe Friday, if debates last that long, to fill in what they call gaps in funding for senior and long-term care in the health department and funding for education. After the budget clears the House, it will head to the Senate for approval, where Republicans, again, don't see a need for major changes beyond what their party leaders are proposing. One major unknown in the budgeting process is a new state revenue projection expected to be released soon. Balance says Republicans want to send any increased revenue the state may receive into the state general fund and not use it to fill what Democrats are calling funding gaps. Governor Steve Bullock, in his budget release last November, asked lawmakers to give the general fund a $300 million ending balance, but Republicans expect that to end up closer to around $200 million. I'm Corin Cates-Carney, Montana Public Radio.